I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. While we're all anxiously awaiting the opening of bucks-only gun season and whiling away our hours bow hunting, there are other outdoor activities that can still occupy some of the outdoor time with far less pressure. Trout fishing is high on that list. We'll talk about it coming up.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
The DNR's fall trout stocking program wrapped up a few weeks ago, but that by no means means the trout fishing has closed down for the year. Mike Shingleton heads up the state's trout program and explains that a lot of those fish will bite all the way through the winter.
I know on certain streams, like out here on Shaver's Fork near Elkins, you know, I get reports of people catching trout, you know, in November, December, right into January when we start stocking again. Yeah, I mean, now some of the streams, they may have a little bit harder time, because of the winter conditions, ice flows, things like that.
Fall trout stocking waters are very limited and have been in place for many years. They have to be selective with where the fall trout are placed.
The waters that we stock, we've been stocking for a number of years. We've added very few over the years. A lot of these waters are located here in the mountains. I mean, you have to look at the temperatures. They need to be, you know, down in the 60s, the surface temperature. After a long, hot summer or fall, the temperatures, especially in the impoundments, will get up pretty good. And so most of the waters that we stock we're pretty assured that by this time of the year, the temperatures are suitable and everything.
And while it's true you'll have to brave some cooler temperatures yourself, it's well worth your while, since some of these fish stocked are a pretty nice size.
Oh, they'll range from anywhere from several pounds up to 6 or 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
8 pounds even, maybe sometimes, but it depends on which hatchery they're coming from and how long we've spawned them.
The reason for that size, it allows the hatchery to clear out some of its inventory for the next growing season.
The original reason for fall stocking was to get rid of surplus brood that we had already, you know, used, spawned, and no longer needed, and needed to get them out of the hatcheries to make room for next spring's production. So they usually had around 7,000 or 8,000 pounds of brood, and in order to make it a little bit better stocking, they added in some production trout. And generally now we stock between 35,000 and 40,000 pounds each year.
Plenty of trout in streams, and plenty of chances you're going to find them all to yourself as the leaves are changing color and dropping here in the mountains of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.